And joining us this morning is Pastor Tim Robara from Ohio Living Home Health and Hospice. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great.
Well, we're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart.
All right. Thanks, Tommy. Yeah, this week we're just talking about some different themes, you know, different topics that are relevant to us. Whether you're just flipping through the radio stations and you caught this program, or if you are a believer and a follower of Jesus Christ, hope is what we're going to talk about today. In this world, there's not a lot of hope. There's a lot of hopelessness. I always tell people, you know, the first question I ask when people are experiencing hopelessness is, you know, what are you eating? And the answer is usually brisket. No, but but what I mean by that, what are you consuming? Whether it's, you know, obviously we consume food, but also we consume many other things. You know, what are we letting in? What are the radio programs you're listening to? What kind of music you listen to? What are the things you're watching on TV? What are the things you're reading? You know, what's the advice you're getting? Where's the counsel coming from? Because that's usually the first sign of hopelessness. You know, the people who have the 24-hour news like on nonstop, I'm like, that's usually a sign. Like, the news is pretty darn depressing in this world, you know? So be careful what you're allowing into your soul and into your spirit. That really has a big impact on the hope you have. So here there's a scripture we have that the Apostle Paul has written for us here in Romans chapter 5, beginning with verse 1. He says, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." Hope does not put us to shame. Or your translation might read, hope does not disappoint. There's no disappointment in the hope that we have in God. God is the author of hope, and he's the one that gives us that eternal hope, and hope in any situation, regardless of what you're walking through. Now, in Hebrews 11, we see that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So the substance of our very faith is the hope that we have in God, that he's got everything under his control, and that we just need to kind of, like, relax, you know? We get worked up so easily, and God's just always given us this message through his word. He's saying, you know, stop, just chill out. But yet, I think we have this westernized, you know, Americanized version of Christianity that we need to do all this stuff. We got to make everything happen. We've got to manufacture hope, but we can't manufacture hope. Hope comes from God. That very same chapter in Hebrews 11, he says that it's impossible, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Because we must believe that he exists, and he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So our hope is so tied up with us trusting in God and knowing that, of course, God exists, but then also that if we just seek him, if we just look for the peace and the hope that he can give us, that the reward will be we can kind of chill out, right? We can relax. We can stand on his promises. And it occurred to me just recently, I was talking with someone, and they were talking about how they were running around. It's like, I was just running here, I was running there, I was running to a church here, I went down to Florida, we went to revival, we were trying to look for answers for this, you know, situation they were going through. And he said, you know what, I came to the conclusion, God never called us to run. He called us to stand on his promises. He doesn't tell us to run on his promises, right? We're to stand on them. And so many times we want to run around and manufacture and make things happen. There's so many examples of this. I mean, look at Moses, right? The Pharaoh's armies are closing in on him. Here's the Red Sea. And God says, you know what? All you need to do is be still. God will fight for you. You know, God's the one that ultimately is going to fight the battle for us. Jesus performs all these miracles. And finally, his disciples kind of come to him and say, all right, what's the work we must do? And he says, this is the work. They're waiting. They're like on the edge of their seat, right? Believe in the one who is sent. That's it? That's it. Believe in Christ. Believe in him. He's the one that is ultimately fighting the battle for us. I remember I was 5 or 6 years old. We were on a vacation to Wisconsin, and our transmission went out. Like, it was overheating, and transmission fluids flying around and all over the place. Very hot, very dangerous. But I ran out of the car, you know, I was dad's little helper, and I'm like, Dad, what can I do? And he's like, here's what you can do. I'm like, how can I help? You know, he's like, stand way over there. Of course, at the time, I didn't realize that Like, he was basically saying, get out of the way, you know? So I'm like, okay. I'm standing there. I'm hoping. But I feel like that's God a lot of times. He's like, all right, just move out of the way for a moment. I've got this. Just stand. Watch your dad work. Now, of course, there's times where my dad invited me to help, you know, hold on to the lug nuts and, you know, and here, hold on to the wrench, you know, while he's changing a tire or whatever. But a lot of the major battles we have in our life, we just need to kind of get out of the way and not worry so much, but understand that God's really the one that's battling for us on our behalf. And he ultimately, he wants to involve us in the battle. Of course, he's going to use us, and he's going to, just like my dad, you know, wanted his son to kind of participate in that. My dad could change the tire without me. He didn't really need me. He's just kind of inviting me in the process because he's a good dad. And that's how our Heavenly Father is a lot of times. He invites us in the process, but ultimately he doesn't really need us in those circumstances. He's just got it. You know, he's in control. He's just that perfect Heavenly Father that's trying to give us that assurance that he's there. He's got things in control. He's big enough. He's strong enough. But yeah, at times, you know, hey, you can help out. So my encouragement this morning, whatever you're going through, whatever circumstances come, you know, before you, you need to just realize that God has given you this eternal hope, and ultimately he's going to shape and mold your faith and your character, and you're going to persevere in the end, and the hope that you have in him, it'll never disappoint you. It'll never put you to shame.
Amen. That's a good word for us, Tim. Tim Rabauer joining us on the Morning Munch. Would you go ahead and pray for our listeners?
Absolutely. Lord, we know that there are circumstances that we're going to encounter in our lives, God. The future is uncertain for us, but it's certain for you, God. You know what's in store. And through it all, Lord, it's so easy for us to lose hope. We look to the left, we look to the right, we look everywhere but to you. A lot of times we look to ourselves, God. I pray that you would just help us relax. Help us have peace. Peace and assurance to know that the hope that we have in you is eternal. It will not disappoint. It will not put us to shame. And that we could understand that yeah, there's things we can do, and faith without works is dead and all of that stuff, Lord. But ultimately, you haven't called us to strive and to worry and to carry the burden and the load. But you've called us to trust in you and every step along the way to know that you're going to work things out because you love us, Lord. So help us with that, Heavenly Father, I pray. Help us trust and hope in you and the plan that you have for our lives, God. And I pray, Lord, that every listener, God, myself included, all of us, Lord, would just gain a little more faith and a little more hope today, Lord, as we just kind of transfer that weight and that burden to you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Tim Rabauer joining us. He is with Ohio Living Home Health and Hospice. And tell us about Ohio Living Home.
Yeah. So Ohio Living Hospice, we have been around now in Northwest Ohio since 2006. There's a lot of different, you know, hospice organizations that do just a wonderful job of coming alongside families and patients where a cure is no longer the option, and they've decided to you know, just trust in the natural process of disease. Ohio Living is the faith-based organization in Northwest Ohio. We have been around for 97 years, actually, founded by a group of believers that really wanted to be the hands and feet of Christ. And we've just been growing, and we're just excited to be there for families in their time of need. There is an opportunity to really speak hope to people. And some people don't really, you know, have that eternal hope. And we can rest assured that, you know, putting your faith and trust in God, that, you know, death is inevitable, but it's not the end. And we as believers, you know, that's one of the central things to our message, right? Is that we know that the comfort of the Holy Spirit can truly, truly sustain someone and give them that peace when it's time for end of life. And, you know, there's lots of unresolved pain, you know, that is associated with facing mortality. And there's reflection in your life, and there's all those things that you go through in life's journey. But we kind of find it a true privilege to just step in and to be that comfort and that healing and that hope when it's time to say goodbye to a loved one. We do things to our patients that are pretty incredible. We do something similar to Make-A-Wish for children. We call it Make-It-Happen, where we say, hey, what's something that you would love to do You know, what is something that you just enjoy to participate in, you know, maybe this last year of your life? And there's all sorts of different things that we take patients on. We've taken on fishing trips and, you know, on trips to the zoo, favorite restaurants and things like that. And, man, it's amazing just to see people light up when they just enjoy the gift of life. You know, life is so precious. So it's a great ministry opportunity.
That's awesome. If folks want to find out more information, how can they do so?
Absolutely. You can reach us at our phone number, 419-865-1499, or go to our website at ohioliving.org.
Excellent. Hey, Tim, thank you so much for being in all week. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. It's been great.